2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The future of the Supreme Court. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Senate has approved President Trump's third Supreme Court nominee. Justice Amy Coney Barrett appeared in a White House ceremony last night.
The future on the Supreme Court. Our team coverage from ABC News with Andy Field in Washington.
I, Amy Coney Barrett, do solemnly
Judge swear. Amy Coney Barrett taking the first of two oaths she needs to officially join the U.S. Supreme Court. Justice Clarence Thomas administering the constitutional oath at the White House ceremony before Judge Barrett made a short statement. Justice Barrett taking the oath not long after the Senate narrowly approving her nomination on a 52-48 vote, mostly along party lines. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Justice Barrett delivered, as you heard there, a brief speech at the White House event last night.
The judicial oath captures the essence of the judicial duty. The rule of law must always control. My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. It is your Constitution that establishes the rule of law and the judicial independence that is so central to it. The oath that I have solemnly taken tonight means at its core that I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences.
Almost as soon as the Barrett nomination was confirmed in the Senate, liberal members of Congress tweeted, "Expand the court." A potential future Joe Biden administration could add new Supreme Court justices, but it's a very risky move, according to ABC's Terry Moran.
Support for expanding the membership of the Supreme Court is not high. A majority of Americans oppose that, as they opposed confirming this justice, Amy Coney Barrett, before the election. Americans treasure the court in a way. They don't want it seen in the muck and mire of our political fights. If he wins the presidency and if he becomes president and he wants to expand the court, he's going to have to spend a ton of political capital to bring the American people along with him.
Meanwhile, Justice Barrett's first votes could include two big topics affecting the man who appointed her. The Supreme Court is weighing a plea from President Trump to prevent the Manhattan district attorney from acquiring his tax returns. The Trump campaign and Republicans are also seeking to shorten the deadline for receiving and counting absentee ballots in the battleground states of North Carolina and Pennsylvania. It's not certain Barrett would take part in those issues.
A restaurant in southern Utah is getting attention for its no-mask policy. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, it's called Yak's Cafe, and it's in Blanding, and the signs on the outside say no masks, no gloves are allowed inside. The Tribune says they've been pushing back for months on mask recommendations and requirements. The owners say when customers come inside wearing a mask and then take it off to eat, they risk putting more pathogens on the table. So they say customers can just use the to-go window if they're not comfortable with that. They've gotten some thanks from customers saying they're happy for that freedom. But San Juan County health officials say they're talking to the county attorney about any course of action. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The increase in COVID-19 cases and virus-related hospitalizations could force the Utah Department of Public Safety to implement their crisis plan. Department spokesperson Joe Doherty says the plan includes opening an overflow hospital.
We can provide more bed spaces, but we don't magically make more people appear to care for the people who need it. The plan also calls for rationing care for those most likely to recover. Doherty says if the plan is put into action, it would only be temporary.
Utah could change the legal definition of stalking. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has more.
A constituent of State Representative Candace Perucci ended up in jail after writing his ex-girlfriend a breakup letter, then asking her to delete a photo off Instagram. That's why Perucci told lawmakers the rules for stalking should be changed to require 3 contacts between a victim and perpetrator showing a pattern of behavior.
This is a complex issue, but in adding the continuity of purpose and reviewing the number of acts, this helps us a more targeted approach and a clear perspective on what stalking is.
The idea is not to throw people in prison who may have done dumb but harmless things. While prosecutors largely support the move, some lawmakers want more penalties if someone commits 1 or 2 serious crimes while stalking. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
He's remembered as a kind and friendly man.
A soldier who was killed on base in Washington State earlier this month is now back in Utah. KSL TV's Matt Rascone says Skyler Oliver will be laid to rest in Roy.
He's remembered as a kind and friendly man, someone who loves his family and the outdoors. As a standard procedure, the Army is investigating Oliver's death. There are still some unanswered questions surrounding what happened.
The Army says Oliver's death was not in connection with a training exercise.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.